The Community Foundation of St. Clair County is putting together its list of priorities, their areas they want to focus on in the next 3 years. They do this every 3 years. Joining us right now is the chairman of the board of the Community Foundation, Mike Cansfield. Mike, good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. This is a big year for the Community Foundation, by the way, as you celebrate your 75th anniversary.
It sure is. We're really excited. A lot of great things have happened up to this point, and we're really looking forward to being able to celebrate that on May 9th. So
yeah,
be a fun time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the Community Foundation decides what areas to focus on in terms of philanthropy in the community.
Yeah. So for about 10 or 12 years now, we've been utilizing, you know, a concept of looking at strategic priorities so that the staff of the foundation can set their goals around those. And it's really a great process because it's an opportunity for a small group of the board to go out into the community and see what is the things that we should be focusing on. And this will be a great next 3 years because really what we're doing is taking a look at what we've done in the past. We had three priorities there. And we kind of stepped out of one area and we're focusing in on two, which is community economic development and an area within education, which we call college, career, and life success. And a lot of great things are happening in those two spaces. And so it'll be a fun time.
The one area you decided to step away from involves health, right?
Yeah. The healthy lifestyles. It's not that we're stepping away from
right.
it. There's a lot of money. That's really, you know, our third largest area that grants are given to. It's just that with the other two pieces, there's so much that needs to be done in those that staff can't do everything. So we're really looking forward to really hone in on those two areas. And really the one of the college, career, and life success, we've kind of renamed that. Back a number of years ago, our main focus was know how to go, getting kids into college. And that was, you know, a real refined focus there. And we decided that we need to open that up a little bit. And then we went to a cradle to career concept and looking at the early childhood through college. And, you know, we kind of through time, and again, based on our donors, because our main responsibility is how do we connect donors with their passions? And that early childhood development, there's a lot of things going on in that space. But as we looked at our area and those scholarships that have been put into place, you know, it's a matter of taking a look at really honing in on those scholarships and kind of revamping some great scholarships that have been put in place to get kids into college. So we're not forgetting about those traditional scholarships. Those are in place and there to be given out. And if you remember, you know, we brought in the Come Home Award that's been around now for a few years. And if you take a look at that and then the next area, which is really looking at those kids trying to complete their degrees. And we really want to focus in there. We've had some early success with that. And it's really partnering with the community college and with our donors, taking a look at those kids that haven't quite graduated, but they're right on the cusp of being able to do that. And if we can be successful in getting them out of school and into jobs, then we've really taken care of that economic development piece as well as the career piece. So it's really an exciting time.
And you're doing that by finding out why they're not able to graduate. What is that barrier? Is it transportation? Is it financial? What is the reason that you have kind of stalled out and haven't been able to finish your degree, right?
You're absolutely right. And it's not just money, right? Everybody thinks, hey, if I get this pile of money and I give it away, somebody's going to be successful. And unfortunately, life just isn't that way. And things get in the way. You know, when kids, you know, they're given an opportunity to go to college, but they could be the very first ones going to college and they don't know really what that avenue is going to be. And just the, you know, the smallest things get in the way. It could be a death in the family. It could be a newborn. It could be a loss of a job. It could be as simple as a car breaking down. Those things are catastrophic events to somebody that is trying to get their degree to better their life.
The Come Home program that you mentioned has gained national attention, too. I know it was featured last year on CBS News. That was a big deal. But other national news organizations have picked up on this. Other community leaders in other parts of the country have said, what a great idea coming out of St. Clair County, Michigan.
Absolutely. You know, we're very proud of that. Randy and his work putting that together. And it's really, again, taking a look at our county and seeing what's missing. And one of the things that was missing was all this talent. It was going other places, right? Well, how can we get that talent back? And that just doesn't happen again overnight. So there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, such as our strategic priorities, that it takes time for it to kind of evolve. So that's why we're really excited to see what we can do with that Complete Your Degree program and put our arms around that. Because, again, it's not just giving away the money. It's really giving them some mentorship and some guidance that is really labor intensive. You can't just say, here you go, now go complete your degree. You really got to help them. And that's where the foundation's really doing a remarkable job in trying to help in that space.
The other area of focus in the next 3 years is going to be community and economic development. This is something that the Community Foundation has been very involved in the last several years.
We really have. And that's, you know, our biggest space of grants. And, you know, when you look at that area, you know, that's an area that you can touch and you can feel. It's that placemaking. You know, what are we doing with our downtowns? And again, it's not just Port Huron. It's all of the communities throughout St. Clair County. A lot of work's been done in St. Clair, Marine City. You know, it has to do with entrepreneurism, mission investing, you know, our relationship with the college and helping out with their dormitory. So a lot of fun things within that, you know, large piece of the pie. And there's a lot of opportunity, but a lot of work, too.
A lot of that work has come out of the Blue Meets Green initiative that I didn't realize until I read it in this announcement that it's 10 years old this year.
Yeah, and that's something.
It really is.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. And, you know, that's a great group of individuals that have gotten together, you know, throughout our community. You know, those individuals that are running our cities and our counties and businesses, you know, that really looked to themselves back, you know, almost 10 years ago when, you know, we almost hit bottom and said to ourselves, nobody else is going to help us. So these individuals got together and say, what can we do together? Mm-hmm. And it's really that collaborative thinking that has really spread, and the foundation has taken a point person place in that. To really help convene a lot of different people and bring them together. And so it's a great time for us in announcing our strategic priorities, because it's now the time for Blue Meets Green to get together and decide what are those areas now that they need to be focusing in on. And we're trying to align those, and so that's great stuff.
It's an interesting time in this community, I think, Mike, because, I mean, if you look at where we were 10 years ago, where we are today, I mean, we've come leaps and bounds, obviously. A lot has happened. But we need to keep that momentum moving forward, and I think we are, but it's going to take work of groups like Blue Meets Green, Community Foundation, to keep pushing forward and not let it stall out or not take a step backward.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, as we look to the Come Home Award, bringing back that young talent, you know, the young professionals, another great group, you know, getting them involved in philanthropy, getting them involved in the community. And that's what keeps things moving. It's not just one group.
Yeah. And it's been interesting watching over the last year the young professionals graduating a bunch of professionals that are not so young anymore, but bringing in a lot of new young professionals.
Absolutely. And that's the fun of it, right?
Yeah.
It really is. You know, that young, vibrant community is what we're looking for. And, you know, we've got such a great piece right here with the community college. You know, how do you take advantage of that? How do you take advantage of all these great communities that align the water? We all love the water. And trying to find what are those things that really will make us better.
Yeah, lots of opportunity. We've only just begun, right?
It sure is.
Good stuff. Mike, we appreciate it. If people want to find out more, by the way, about what the Community Foundation does and more about the areas of strategic priority, is this information available on the website?
It sure is. You can go to our website, and please feel free to peruse through that. A lot of great information.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Mike Cansfield, the chairman of the board of directors of the Community Foundation of St. Clair County with us on WPHN.